This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're in the market for a new car, or maybe you just bought one and you really like it, you're probably familiar with all those best of car awards, maybe from J.D. Power or Motor Trend. Those, you've seen them, I'm sure. Well, not to rain on your parade too terribly much, but here is the dirty little secret about them. It's really, really, really easy to win one of those things. Eric Chemie is the head of research for Bloomberg Businessweek and Bloomberg TV. He tallied up all of those awards. Eric, it's good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
You know what this is like? This is like my six-year-old's soccer team at the end of the season where you get a trophy and you get a trophy and you get a trophy and you get a trophy. Everybody gets a trophy in the car evaluation business. What the heck?
Exactly. If you manufactured a car, you get an award from somebody. And this goes back all the way to at least the 50s. It might even be the 40s, but wow. Safe to say from well before we were ever born.
We have, we've got most appealing, we've got most dependable, we've got, highest rated in quality. There are, I can't even tell you how many different categories there are, bunches.
Well, if you look at J.D. Power, because they are the big one, that's why you see them a lot. They have three different categories with 23 types of classes of cars, except one category only has 22, which add it all up, and it's 68 total possible cars could be the number one best car in a category in its class.
So if I'm going out to buy a car, should I even bother with this stuff?
I mean, I guess you should look at if your car has not won any award whatsoever, that's probably a bad sign.
But if you had to pick one, what do you pick? Best in class? Do you pick car of the, Motor Trend car of the year?
I wouldn't look at any individual award because, for example, Consumer Reports said the Tesla Model S was the best overall car.
Too much fanfare, right? Much fanfare.
Right. But they had 10 best picks. So the Tesla wasn't necessarily the best sports sedan. That was a different car. It wasn't the best green car. That was a different car. The Tesla wasn't necessarily the most reliable car. So it depends what matters to you.
Yeah. Well, what matters to me is price, but that's a whole different interview. There have been some clunkers out there, right? I mean, you point out that in 1971, the Chevy Vega was the best car on the planet, basically.
Exactly. And they disappeared. Or the Motor Trend car of the year in 2002 was the Ford Thunderbird. That wasn't even on the market 3 years later.
Is it a business advantage for people to do this? I mean, Car and Driver has it. Motor Trend has it. Popular Mechanics, Kelley Blue Book. They all do this stuff.
They all do it. And I think it's helpful for two different groups. It's helpful for these content providers, all these magazines and websites. They're all enthusiast type of publications. So they get the benefit of having commercials tout the credibility of their award on television. And then the car companies get the credibility of winning an award from these publications. So both sides of it definitely benefit.
Much like the tree falling in the forest thing, if all these awards went away, would anybody notice?
I'm not sure. I think we would notice on television commercials, though, because then there would be a lot less to say in between our football games.
What do you drive?
I drive a Vespa in New York City.
No, do you really?
I do. So the snow is killing me because I can't go out when it's snowy.
Eric Chemie is the head of research at Bloomberg Businessweek. Eric, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.